Surah An-Nisa, verses 71-76.
Allah has told us about the Munafiqeen and how they would take their disputes to others besides Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had to fight an external enemy, he had to be wary and careful of the internal enemy, the Munafiqeen, as well. And many a time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had to proceed on jihad, he had to keep his direction or his mission a secret from the Munafiqeen. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, O people of Iman, khudhu hidharakum, take precaution and be on guard. Take precaution also means plan correctly and use intelligence as well. Fanfiru thubatin, proceed in the path of Allah in the cause of jihad. Thubatin, in groups. Awinfiru jami'a, or proceed all together at once as a mighty army. Wa inna minkum lamal la yubatti anna, ayah 72. And among you there are some who invariably fall back, some who are waiting, munafiqin. They would not go out when they knew the journey was difficult and the enemy was very, very powerful or formidable. But when they knew there was a quick gain, a short journey, and there was spoils of war to be gained, then they would join the campaign. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ مِنْكُمْ لَمَنْ لَيُبَطِّئَنَّ, and among you there are some who invariably fall back. They watch and they tarry, they wait. فَإِنْ أَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ, then if a calamity befalls you, they say, they praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They say, قَدْ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ إِذْ لَمْ أَكُمْ مَعَهُمْ شَهِيدًا, surely Allah has favored me as I was not present with them to witness it. I was not there to be part of that hardship. Conversely, وَلَئِنْ أَصَابَكُمْ فَضْلٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, and if you attain some bounty and favor from Allah, you go out in jihad, you are victorious, you get the spoils of war as well, then they regret. لَيَقُولَنَّ, they will surely say with deep regret, يَا لَيْتَنِي كَأَنْ لَمْ تَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُ مَوَدَّ, as if there had been no connection and attachment between you and them at all, as if they had no relationship with you. They will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ مَعَهُمْ, if only I had been with them, فَأَفُوزَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, I would have secured enormous gains. I would have also gained from the booty. So this is about the munafiqeen. فَلْيُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, but the true believer should fight for the cause of Allah, whether it is a quick gain, whether it is a hard journey, whether it is tough. فَلْيُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, who are those people who have iman? الَّذِينَ يَشْرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ, who exchange this worldly life to secure the hereafter. They utilize this life to secure the akhirah. The world means nothing to them, and they are only out to get the akhirah. They are the true believers. وَمَنْ يُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, whoever fights in the cause of Allah like the true believers, فَيُقْتَلْ, and is then killed, become a shaheed, أَوْ يَغْلِبْ, or he prevails, either he is defeated and he gets martyrdom, or he prevails over his enemy, فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, we shall soon give them a great reward. وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, there are two reasons why you should fight. One is for jihad, for the upliftment of deen, and one is to help the oppressed Muslims. Like the Muslims who are oppressed in Makkah Mukarramah, some could not go out in Hijrah, old men, women and children, and they were under pressure, they were being persecuted by the mushrikeen to return back to kufr and shirk. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and what is the matter with you? What reason do you have? Why do you not fight in the cause of Allah? وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ, whilst the oppressed and weak men, women and children beseech Allah, saying, they say, they make dua all the time, they are waiting. They say, رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا, oh, our Rabb, take us out of this town whose people are cruel and oppressive. وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا, and provide to us from yourself a wali, a supporter, and provide for us from yourself. وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا, a helper. From the unseen, O Allah, provide people who will help and support and who will relieve us from our difficulty. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, those who have iman, the believers, they fight in the cause of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ الطَّاغُوتِ, and the disbelievers fight in the cause of the طاغوت, the shaitan. فَقَاتِلُوا أَوْلِيَاءَ الشَّيْطَانِ, so fight the friends of the shaitan. إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا, undoubtedly the plot of shaitan is very weak. Let us do the tilawa of this ruku number 10.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا خذوا حذركم فانفروا ثبات أو انفروا جميعا وإن منكم لمن ليبطئن فإن أصابتكم مصيبة قال قد أنعم الله علي إذ لم أكن معهم شهيدا ولئن أصابكم فضل من الله ليقولن كأن لم تكن بينكم وبينه مودة يا ليتني كنت معهم فأفوز فوزا عظيما فليقاتل في سبيل الله الذين يشرون الحياة الدنيا بالآخرة ومن يقاتل في سبيل الله فيقتل أو يغلب فسوف نؤتيه أجرا عظيما وما لكم لا تقاتلون في سبيل الله والمستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان والولدان الذين يقولون ربنا أخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا الذين آمنوا يقاتلون في سبيل الله والذين كفروا يقاتلون في سبيل الطاغوت فقاتلوا أولياء الشيطان إن كيد الشيطان كان ضعيفا
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن